Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what up?
Yo.
What's good?
I'm Big Red.
What's good, what's Brother B?
Not much.
What's good?
What up, y'all? What up? This is Big Red and Brother B. The menu on Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and salutations, everyone. Hope you all is well with you.
Mistake.
I made a mistake with posting the show. The show is going to be an hour tonight. Not an hour. You know, not 90 minutes. It's going to be an hour. So I posted it. But anyway, you know, definitely want to get into this topic. I'm a little, you know, some a lot of things I just want to get off my chest. But how are you, Red? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. You know, I got a one of my birds finally flew the nest today.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess you could say that. Yeah, he done flew the coop. So now, you know, I've got one more bird to fly the coop, and then I'm a free hen. Free chicken. Free chicken.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it comes a point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you gotta get from under mama. You gotta learn how to fly on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, however the case may be, if it ain't rough, it ain't right.
That's so right, absolutely.
He gotta learn.
How to maneuver in this world.
No doubt. I gotta check on him. Make sure I get him a fruit basket or something.
Well, when the housewarming, I'll let you know. We're gonna pull up.
Having a housewarming? Yeah, he having a housewarming?
Yeah, they supposed to be having a housewarming, so I'm gonna see how that's gonna go. But yeah, we definitely pulling up to that.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know if I'm gonna bring a toaster, but I just might bring the toast. Might bring the toast. Yeah. Don't want the electric bill. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to add on to the bill. So I've already it's pre-toasted toast. So
pre-toasted toast.
Yeah, pre-toasted toast.
Oh god.
Some sliced cheese. You know, would be good. No doubt. But, yeah, once again, it's Big Red and Brother P with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call her number is 347-324-3395. Guest call her number. And, yeah, we just going to get into this because, you know, I didn't get a chance to look at the interview. Like I said, I mean, I apologize, everyone. Like, I don't really rock with the news or too much social media. I'm on Facebook from time to time. Not like I used to be. But, you know, I don't do news. It's too depressing. So certain things I keep up with, certain things I don't. But, you know, I'm hearing that Oprah is you know, people not really feeling Oprah right now because she has made some disparaging remarks pertaining to Michael Jackson. Now, of course, you know, the title of the show is Even in Death, No Justice. And the title of this has been spawned because of the Michael Jackson situation. Now, but what's crazy is we're talking about Michael Jackson like he's still here.
Right, exactly.
Michael Jackson is dead for 10 years.
Absolutely.
And what bothers
Absolutely.
Me is the Neanderthals really seem to think that it's okay to drag a dead person through the mud. But what gets me even more, I have to say that because sometimes some of the conversations that we have kind of tie into race, and it always goes back to race because there's always something subtle that's being done, and it's racial because no one's dragging Elvis, no one is dragging anybody else, a Liberace, a George Mike, nobody's dragging anybody else of a higher shade of color, or let's just say white, through the mud. But yet you're coming at Michael Jackson, and he's been dead for 10 years.
Well,
not 1 year, not 6 months,
right?
10 years.
Well, I'm gonna just cut you off for a little minute, and you. Well, it is once again.
Come on, Michael.
Come here. Come on. it just. You know, well, you know, I'm an avid Jackson fan for years.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, and everybody else going to know it now. And, yeah, the whole, for the last 10 years, even before that, has just pissed me off with Michael. And like I said, you know, basically, you know, it's not only about, it's about the color thing, but you know what it's also about? Because he was his own man, his own person. He had power.
Yep.
He had money. He did things. They tried to make it seem like, his skin color, he wasn't for the black people. Let me tell you something. He was more for his people, for our people, more than our people are for our people. Okay?
You damn right. Damn right.
So,
you know,
he did a lot of things.
Ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
That's ignorance.
He did a lot of things.
You know, a lot of us don't read.
Right. He put a lot of a lot of himself into this, you know, into people. That's who he was about. Now, once again, they're saying that they're going to exhume his body for more DNA,
really?
Or whatever, which
Are
is
you
the
serious?
Most. Oh my! Let me wait before I get into that.
See, this
my
is why,
thing
this
is
why I don't. This is why I don't pay attention to the news. That's disgusting.
It's just not. And once again, it's not just about. It's not about the race. It's about that, but. It's also, like I said, remember, he brought the Beatles catalog. He brought Elvis's catalog. What artists, like, he had it where he brought their catalog. And you know they didn't like
that.
They want that. Because him and Paul McCartney got into some beef over that.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they didn't come up with that.
Right. And of course. Of course. So that's what it's about. Also, it's also, like I said, about his originality. Creativity. They know that if it wasn't for Michael, you know, half these kids, listen, you got babies that's just coming into this world that know about Michael Jackson. Okay?
Yeah.
They know he was iconic. So,
and
you know,
that's. They're trying to tarnish that image.
Right. They're trying to tarnish that image of him, which is horrible. But once again, let me go to the. Yeah, they want to exhume his body. So they because of these new victims claiming that he did this and he did that, so now they want to try to get DNA. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That's why
right.
I said on.
That's 10 years. What new victim? You trying to tell me he raped people while he molested kids while he dead? Are you sure?
They're saying that there's some
new
victims.
From?
Yeah,
new
and that's
victim.
What I want to know. That's
okay,
what I want to know because at
been
that's
dead
the end
for
of the
10
day.
Years.
Listen. The young man that said that he had molested him the first time, even after Michael had passed, he said that he lied. His parents made him do it because they wanted to extort money out of him. So now where
the hell these new people come from? But the whole what bothers me is that this bullshit system made by the Neanderthals and the barbarians and you know from the Caucasus Mountains, they allow this. Like, they're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, let's do this. You know what I'm saying? The same way, and whether people want to say whatever, the same way they did Bill Cosby, and the same way they're doing R. Kelly, even though R. Kelly dug his own grave with his own shovel, and while videotaping it, just still, you get, like, why? Why? Like I said, I'm 10 years. The man been dead for 10 years. Leave him alone. Leave his children alone. Like, you know what? I'm sorry. Because once again, I don't see them. And you know what? This is why the color comes into play, because they're not doing that to anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, you're absolutely right.
Even the white cats that are alive, they're not doing that. They ain't doing nothing to them. They're what they're doing to a dead man that's been dead for 10 years. They're not pursuing charges on anybody alive the way they're pursuing charges on a man that's been dead for 10 years.
For 10 years. Unbelievable.
That don't make no sense to me. Don't make no
it
sense
don't.
To me at all.
Because that's just like, even though it was no charge, but even with Prince, they were trying to put not allegations of him doing anything, but they were trying to tarnish him as well after his death. Like, all these family members started coming out of nowhere, talking about they wanted his estate and all this stuff. Right,
yeah,
he was a drug user, all this other stuff.
No, see, Prince was dropping that subliminal knowledge, and, you know, they didn't like it. They didn't like the
and
fact
they didn't
that
like
he
it.
Went against Warner Brothers and won. You know what I'm saying? They didn't,
right,
they didn't like
exactly. They didn't like, heck no, they didn't like that. They didn't like that he was the one, you know, like, he didn't really, Prince didn't really need anybody. He didn't need anybody in terms of musical, because he was the one, he knew how to play. He knew how to play the guitar, drums. He knew how to do all of that stuff himself. So he really didn't need anybody. And that's what they hated as well.
Exactly. He was the one man show. He could play it. He could produce it. He could sing it. He can dance it. He could do everything. He can probably make it at the same time. He could did all the stuff. All by
himself. He could make grits at the same time.
He could be playing the piano while waking grits and playing the guitar,
know, right?
too.
Like, making making pancakes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm like, yo, I mean, did you hear anything about what Oprah Winfrey said?
I didn't even watch it. I've heard people say that, you know, it's bad. I don't want to watch it, because all it's going to do is piss me more off even more, because I'm already pissed off at the fact that why y'all. First of all, let me go to Oprah. Excuse my language. That backstabbing bitch. Why would you do that to him after that man sat down with you numerous times? You sat down with him.
Exactly.
Spoken to him, talked to him, asked him questions. So now all of a sudden now you gonna wait a good long time, around 10 years. Okay, nobody want my no. Why would you do realize he has a family, and then guess what? The father's not here no more. His father, you know, his dad is not here no more. His mom Catherine, how much she gonna do? So now the rest of the family gotta fight for, because guess what? The mother, you know, she's not, you know, doing too well herself.
She's not very well. Yeah, I'll call 1109. You're on the air with Dominion.
Hey, guys, I'm just tuning in, so I'm just listening to Raj.
Oh, okay.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
That's
that
late day. But, yo, I mean, listen, she's been on the ledge with me. But I'm gonna look up what she said probably later on tonight. I'm a YouTuber, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm done with Oprah. I'm
yeah,
done.
I never liked her anyway.
I tried. But you know what? This right here, this treason thing, it's unacceptable, because she just jumped on the bandwagon. Like I said, and I will continue to say. And you can call me a broken record if you want to. The man has been dead for 10 years. Why now? Leave him alone. Goddamn, somebody need to play his song. Just leave him alone. You can't
exactly.
Leave this man alone.
Oh, and then they tried to do that too. Where they trying to get people to boycott.
Yeah.
Listen to his song. Music. Excuse me. I'm going to try to keep it nice. Are you freaking kidding me? You're not going to boycott no MJ. You're not doing that.
All right, so you're trying to tell me. So if you're going to boycott MJ, right? And what does that include? The Jackson 5 too?
Because guess what? That's the family. No, I'm just saying, guess
exactly.
what? That's the family. Like,
but
he was the lead singer of that.
Yeah, so
exactly.
That means you're gonna boycott him. You're going to boycott the Jackson 5. So, and what else you going to boycott? Because, I mean,
Janet,
as far as I see it,
Reby, Latoya.
Hold up. But as far as I see it, most of these old stations that play these old, they play nothing but Michael Jackson music, the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
So you're going to boycott them. I mean, really, who you hurting? And then on the same note, how many people have done remakes of Michael Jackson 5 songs?
Absolutely.
So you can't play that either. So if you think you try, so if they really think, if the Neanderthals really think that they're trying to screw up his money, you're not. Because they still I think they're trying to force them to give up that Beatles catalog and that Elvis Presley catalog.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Trying to bankrupt them. Trying to bankrupt them.
And that's
the
just like remember after he had passed, that's when they were saying that they were trying to remember I think I don't know if you put it up or I had said something about that they're trying to still squeeze out those 10 albums out of him or 5 or whatever it was. They're still trying to squeeze those albums out.
Even to the
point
where
the man is not here no more.
Didn't they use somebody that wasn't Michael Jackson on one of them songs on that album? Like they had a fake Michael Jackson.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I have to research that because I'm not really sure.
There was somebody. They had somebody that wasn't Michael Jackson that sounded like Michael Jackson singing on one of those albums. And I was like, as a matter of fact, I think I called you about it one day, and I was like, did you hear about that? And I don't think you did. Like I was so disgusted because I'm like, yo, you want to condemn him on one end, but you want to try and make money on the other.
Right, exactly.
But once again, he's been dead for 10 years. So you talking about new allegations.
Victims.
Or new victims. Yo, what new victims? You know, this is a problem. You're just making it up. So that means I could just go to the police station and be like, oh, I got beat up by a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, where is it? It's right there in the corner. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You are always hungry on this show.
No, I'm just saying, yo, it's like you can just make up anything. So all of a sudden I could just be walking down the street and I'd be like, oh, Big Red smacked me in my head. And if I got a little red spot on my head, they could be like, oh, well, even though no one saw it, I just say it and it happens.
And that's
the stupid thing about it. Michael Jackson molested me 11 years ago.
Do you have proof?
He died 10
right.
years ago. Nah, we don't need proof. Oh, matter of fact, let's dig them up to see. So wait a minute. You're trying to tell me that you've had DNA or you had some type of something from Michael Jackson for, what, 10 years? Really?
Hmm.
You had something for 10 years to where you can just sit there and be like, oh, this is Michael Jackson. It's got his DNA on it. So dig him up and, you know, we can find. Listen, I am totally against them exhuming his body. I think that's horrible. Like they're out of control. The Neanderthals are out of control. They're out of control.
Yeah, like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, that's just like not like. Wasn't that one time they wanted to exhume? I don't know who it was. It was somebody else's body that they were trying to do that for and get some type of DNA or proof or something. I don't know who. Of course, it was somebody black, but I don't remember who it was. I remember hearing about this years ago. I'm not sure if it was a celebrity or somebody, but it's just like, you know, why would you want to do that? Like, are you kidding? That family better fight to all high hell off of that. Because that doesn't make any sense to me.
The system is going to say no. This is serious. This is allegations. This is child molestation. K-Dog, is that you? Is that you, K-Dog?
Yep.
I can tell the background noise. You love the background noise.
I know my intimate background. I don't get a moment's rest, man, and that's the sad part about it. But you know, but now you can hear the peaceful thing, man. Let me say this. First up, good evening to everybody. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
What's up?
Hello. Hey, what's up? What's up, Brother B? What's up, Big Red? And what's up, Miss Lady T? How are you? Here we go. How could I begin this thing? And, you know, I thought about it.
How can you begin? Okay. The man been dead for 10 years. You can be...
No. That's what I'm about to say. This man has been dead for 10 years. He's been dead for a decade. This June 25th will mark 10 years since Michael Jackson mm-hmm. passed away. And I could say this, we lost not just an icon, but a legend passed away. Now, all of a sudden, money must be really something, that all of a sudden, here it comes, that all these allegations are suddenly coming up. I'm mm-hmm. like, damn, money must
new
be
ones.
Really something. Yeah, new ones. Wow, did he just molest these people? Were those boys just molested or what? And over
right.
Winfrey.
So Michael Jackson lookalike. Michael Jackson
exactly.
lookalike.
Yeah,
exactly.
The thriller zombie. That's what I said. It's the thriller zombie that touched.
Yeah, the thriller zombie.
Yeah.
And I mean, when all of these things were coming out, wasn't Michael Jackson acquitted of any type of wrongdoing?
Exactly.
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 Yes, he was.
Exactly.
Right, and he was acquitted. Now, wouldn't it be best to just leave him alone? I mean, come on, the man's been through enough in his life.
No.
You got to remember.
Did they leave OJ alone? He alive. Did they leave him alone?
Yes. Nope. And this is another thing that I wanted to bring up, and I'm glad you guys brought it up because I was listening earlier. Did anybody say anything about Elvis Presley when he was messing around with Priscilla back when she was 14 years old? No, they never bring that up. But then after, they brought up a whole bunch of other things. They're bringing up all these things. All these allegations are just coming up, which are senseless, and it's dead wrong. I mean, listen, the man died, man. He died. He's been dead. He died in 2009. I mean, why don't you just, like Jermaine Jackson even said it. Jermaine Jackson said it himself. Jermaine Jackson just said, why can't they let my brother rest in peace? And you know
they
what?
Because the Neanderthals can't do that. They have to, you know, put like this. This is just a distraction for, I guess, maybe it's a distraction for Trump. Maybe it's a distraction so Trump can go do something. I have
right.
no idea. Because it's really not making any sense.
There's so
you know,
many
guys,
things.
It's one thing with, for many years they've been saying that he molested boys and this, that, and so forth. Yes, he got acquitted. He got acquitted as far as, what, a grand jury, correct?
Right, yeah.
I could barely hear y'all. Sorry. When you go before a grand jury, you have the prosecutor and the prosecutor's witnesses. You have about 23 jurors. All you need is 16 ballots in there to say, you know, guilty or not guilty. So my point that I'm making, you don't have a defense team there in front of these jurors. A lot of times it goes in the prosecutor's favor. So if he got acquitted, okay, that's because these people did not believe he did this. But at the same time, you guys can't say that, okay, there weren't victims of molestation and so forth.
Right.
Sorry, K-Dog, it's a noisy. Put your phone on mute.
Okay, I am.
But whatever the case is, my point that I'm making is they weren't able to prove it then. He's dead and gone. Why do you need to resume his body, find DNA, and say, yes, these boys were molested? And I hate when people say, oh, it's been so long ago and victims didn't speak up. Maybe victims didn't have a voice at that time. Maybe they didn't understand what was going on. But people need to stop because that's why people don't believe victims of abuse. Because you have some of these victims that definitely lie and go with the fad and go with the trends. And you have some victims mm-hmm. that's going to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to say he molested me so we could get some money. So it's like you don't know what's the truth. But the guy is dead. Let him rest in peace. It's done. You guys should have dealt with it then. You didn't. His body is in the ground already. The end.
But now, I'll take it one thing further. Because somebody will try to say, oh, that's ridiculous. But listen, certain things in life, this society, this world ain't even ridiculous anymore. So you're so basically you're saying they're going to exhume his body. How do we know the true test results or whatever they come up with? How do we know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody, this is why I don't deal with the media like that or in print or on the screen. Because they can just make up a false narrative. I remember the time, and once again, I have to also bring up stuff during topics like this. Trayvon Martin. The boy is dead, but you want to talk about him smoking weed. You wanted to talk about his grade in school. Listen, he's not.
Oh, he was he was in a gang and all
this bullshit. Yeah, he was a gangbanger. Oh, then he was a thug and all of that.
First of all, he was somebody's child. That was
and
killed by a piece of that was killed by a piece of human shit.
Nobody talked about drug dealing.
It's okay. Nobody.
Nobody
like
talks about George Zimmerman.
He's a wonderful guy, but he killed his kid. He's a piece of shit. And then he goes and he's still breaking the law, and nobody's saying anything about it.
Nope.
But yet, once again, you wanted to drag this dead boy's name through the mud to prove what case? That this guy did the right thing? The boy had a snap on some Skittles, and you killed him. You're a grown ass punk.
Right?
He's a grown punk.
Trying to act like you some goddamn police officer.
Oh, he was some damn police officer.
The same people that are attacking Michael Jackson, the same people that are coming out talking about they were molested by Michael Jackson, y'all some grown ass punks too. All of y'all, from the people in the system to his accusers, because the man is not here to defend himself against anything, and you're going to want to dig up his body. To prove
what? And that's pitiful. What are you going to prove by exhuming his body? What are you going to prove?
Yeah, like, what you going to, like, what are you looking like, DNA? His body should be damn, they should have cremated him. So guess what?
It's bones left. All it is just bones that's left. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to take DNA off his bones?
No, like I said, they should have, his family should have had him cremated, because guess what? They not that they should have known, but you know what? They know that some BS was going to go down years later or something.
Who would have really thought? Who would have really thought that damn near 10 years later they was trying to bring Michael Jackson back in the court? Damn near 10 years later, you trying to bring Michael Jackson back in the court? For what?
What are you bringing back? What are you bringing back? Because you know what is there to prove? Listen.
What is the end game? K-Dog, let me ask you a question. What, in your opinion, after K-Dog, then I want Lady T, and then Red hit me. So what do you think is the end game? Like, what's the purpose?
The end game of this? You know what I could say about the end game? What's sad is this, is that bringing up these cases, you're saying, oh, that he did all of this, but yet the end game is this. You're going to have nothing. At the end of it, nothing's gonna come out of this. Nothing, because you know what? What are you gonna prove? Here is someone.
The episode of The Simpsons. They actually pulled that. The one where Michael Jackson was his voice was on it when he did the voiceover.
Yeah.
They pulled that episode.
Yeah, and you know, in other countries, in some countries, yeah. In other countries, you know, Michael Jackson's music is banned from the airwaves. And in England, I think it is in England, if I'm not mistaken, they took down a statue that they made of Michael. Yeah. All of this.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Guys, they've been doing this for years, even when he was alive, and these things came up already.
Yeah.
It's just now it's even more because this is what they do now. The minute that you're convicted of something.
Right, and that's what it seems like.
And that it's a trend. It's a setting trend.
Right, I was just going to,
But
that's what it seems like. It is. It's like a trend.
Why is it only happening to the Negroes?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't doing it. They ain't doing this to no white folk.
Okay, didn't you hear Trump when he said, make America great again? This is their country.
Yeah.
Allegedly, their country.
Exactly.
It's really not their country.
Allegedly,
you know what I mean.
And ladies, all I gotta say is this: that there could never be, in the famous words of KRS-One, There can never be justice or peace for stolen land.
That's right.
But why are we still looking for justice and peace on stolen land? Oh, I'm drained with it already. I'm not.
I've been over that.
I'm over it. You ain't never going to get justice and peace. Can't you see just through things like this? Come on.
Exactly, because you know what? People swear that it's going to happen. Oh, well.
Not happening. They got to wake up. Those people are still sleeping.
Oh,
yeah,
they're still sleeping on the slave ship still.
Exactly. You absolutely right. And you know what, Lady P, real talk? Yo, I don't know what's going on with the Negroes, but if this ain't a wake-up call, we've had the alarm clock.
Listen, we've had several wake-up
Negro
calls, and nobody has woken up yet.
Keep hitting the snooze button. Keep hitting the snooze button.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how long this is? Let me tell you something. We as a people, if we don't wake our asses up, what are we going to do next? All we do is sitting there like this. Yeah, oh, yeah, coming up to people with hands out saying, listen, man, we want our reparations, man. Is anybody going to hook me up with those reparations or what?
That's what they thought they was going to get with Obama.
Well, the next
thing
they thought they
was
going to get their check.
And that's the sad part about it. So Obama was supposed to, you seen how he worked his way up out of Chicago, on his feet worked. Him and Michelle was in some car with the busted ground, but they rolling together. Worked hard.
Yep.
So he was supposed to work hard just to go become president and just say, oh, I'm going to give back. He went in there and did his job for whomever without thinking about color. And that's one thing I have to respect about him. I never thought, oh, we got a black president. We get reparations. We get this. No. He made it work for everybody, and especially lower class, middle class. If
but
people
you know
can't open their eyes and see that, it's really sad.
But, Lady T, you know what's sad about it? You have these fake-ass, again, fake-ass Negroes who are conscious, who are quote-unquote conscious, who give themselves titles like professor or doctors, who are brainwashing our people, even to this day in 2019, that are still saying, yo, Obama ain't doing nothing for us. But all he did was protect the gay people and the women. See, we are not
gay.
Well,
first of all,
Obama
wasn't supposed to do anything for you. You're supposed to do something for your goddamn self, lazy ass.
Exactly.
Right.
No,
you're supposed to do something for yourself.
And some of them are
when we speak on Obama, I just want to know when we speak on Obama, we got a president that ain't doing shit but on Twitter with Twitter beef. You know, it's like, I don't know if he's 24
his
or if he's 54. I don't know how old our president. I'm confused with where his mental is. And why is nobody not checking his mental? Because his mental state is like a little 21-year-old boy.
It's the Neanderthal mentality.
Exactly.
You know,
it's crazy to me.
One book that I have to finish reading that was a very good book is The Iceman Cometh. That's a real deep book, The Iceman Cometh, because these Caucasus Mountain cats, like they're incredible. I mean, you see the stuff that they're doing right now, it's just plain ridiculous, and no one is challenging them on it, like. Once again, I'm shocked. I'm really saddened that Oprah would even feed in to the fuckery. I'm really shocked.
You said you're surprised?
Why wouldn't
she feed in? She got the white. Yeah, I'm not surprised either. She got the white millions and trillions.
About her doing that shit? Hell no.
You know, Oprah, to me, she's for anything that's about dollars and cents, if you haven't noticed.
Exactly.
And that'll
right.
pick her
mm-hmm.
up. And I'll save what I have to say for the Absolute Truth show tomorrow, because people want to associate her and Gail as the same person. They are not the same.
Oh, yeah.
The way Gail
no,
did her
all.
Interview is two different things. I'll scope that out tomorrow for you guys. But my point that I'm making, Oprah is about Oprah. If people can't see, she will do anything. Look at her old shows. She will do anything for publicity.
Yep.
Not journalism. It's two different things. Gail did it for journalism. It's two different things. Don't tell me Gail went out there and people are saying, oh, Gail King did that interview to big up her career. Y'all must have not seen her on CBS Good Morning when she started in 2012 and other things. Because her career has been big.
Ahead,
so if you didn't know about her, you only know about her now.
Yes.
Right, but you know, that's what
you're
I'm
right
saying. Like,
that.
they try to make it seem like Oprah is this goddamn, you know, messiah, and she, you know, opened the doors for everybody else. These people were already on already. And
yes,
after
yeah,
you
white
America she
had beef, Oprah like that.
If you think about it, she had beef with everybody that she dealt with.
Yeah.
She had beef with them.
A lot
so
of
it's just like, Lady T said, she's about herself. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you like that. I'm ashamed to say that she's the same sign as me because she's about herself.
I'm staying away from you, Red.
Wow.
No. Let me tell you something. You know why I say I'm ashamed? I'm ashamed because that's what I'm saying. My sign is Aquarius. We are not like that. I will give you the, man, if I got a quarter, I'm going to try to split that quarter.
No, you're right about that. Because you know what it is? Let me tell you, Oprah is about Oprah at the end of the day. And what it is this, is that I've heard a lot of people criticize Gayle King. And like you said, Lady T, she crucified him. She crucified
nah,
him.
Nah, he's an end.
She didn't.
I'll print that down tomorrow because it's
did
too
anybody,
much.
Did anybody hear the interview, hear what she said? Because like I said,
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I saw it
from a journalistic point of view. I had to see the whole thing. And when Sparkle's part came up, whoever didn't see the interview needs to watch that because that will tell you right there, I'm sorry, R. Kelly is guilty, and he knows it. R. Kelly is a narcissist, and people need to wake up and understand what narcissists are and so forth.
Listen to R. Kelly, like I said, he dug his own grave and videotaped it.
He did.
I stopped with R. Kelly a long time ago. I don't rock with R. Kelly anymore.
And you know what? In that interview, he buried himself even more because you know what? And I could quote what Lady T had to say about narcissistic, you know, especially when someone's guilty. I mean, he played the victim to a T. He deserves an Oscar for that.
That's what narcissists do. Narcissists flip it around and people really sit there and believe him.
An Oscar. Like, who is the biggest crier between him and Jussie Smollett? But R. Kelly showed
No, don't compare them. I want to vomit when people say Jussie Smollett. Let's stop, yo. He's a mental basket. You need to tap into his brain.
But like I said, R. Kelly is an Oscar. He deserves an Oscar for that performance that he did on that show. I mean, I'm like, gosh, I'm like, damn.
He showed his entire ass and embarrassed the whole entire black race. He like showed his full ass. It's like. How old is R. Kelly? He damn near 60 years old almost. It's like, dog, you don't know by now that when you act like that, all you doing is showing your guilt?
Exactly. No, he knows. He knows.
That's just like being in an abusive relationship and say the other person is like on the con side and the person that's doing the abuse, they going off. Right then and there, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we already know. Yeah, look how he's acting. Yeah, we know you be whipping somebody's ass. So it's just like, come on with that nonsense. Like stop. Like, he need help. And it's like, you told me you need help. Guess what? Then you should talk. Like I said, he should have got that help a long damn time ago.
You know when he needed to have gotten that help? He should have gotten that help. I didn't even know he was a sex abuse victim himself. He should have gotten that help when that happened.
Exactly.
Hurt people.
But he didn't.
Okay.
He didn't get the help. Instead, you chose to, you know, make other people your victims. And meanwhile, when you got caught doing it, all of a sudden it's like, it's them against me. They're trying to bring me down. You know,
sorry to put men out there, but that's what men do. Y'all deny it till the end, until the proof is in your face, and you still might deny it then. I'm not saying all men, because you got some men that's honest, that's like, you know, okay, I got caught. But y'all got a stone cold way. Y'all got a stone cold way of denying it. Well, I don't know why it's in y'all's system.
Hold on.
Not all men. You know what I mean? Saying in the beginning, not all men. Because you got some honest men out there that be like, you know,
women,
I did it, I'm sorry.
Women,
boom, boom, boom.
Women got some, but women got some stuff with them too. Listen, it's on both sides of the
what
fence.
Stuff we
both
have.
No matter.
Come on.
Listen, I'm not even going to get into it. It's on
you
both
couldn't
sides.
Even say what we got with us. I just wanted to hear one thing. If you cracked the woman code, you didn't crack the woman code, but okay, if you cracked it. You a smart guy.
I don't look to crack it. My thing is this. There's bullshit on both sides of the yard.
Both sides.
No matter how you slice it. And I refuse to continue to talk about the asshole, which is R. Kelly. He's a loser.
Right,
he makes black people look bad, and I think he need to be treated.
I told you.
I hate what people say
about
black people. No, he did not. I don't even associate him like that. I don't even say, oh, he made all of black. Because then that's saying, you know, it's like saying, okay, you know, all black people are rapists and molesters.
No,
don't,
no,
don't,
no.
You know what I mean? I don't want
the,
people
Trump
saying that. Don't say that. He made himself look bad.
He's a fool.
I say he embarrassed the whole entire black race. He did. Because once again, okay, I understand what you're saying, Lady T, but my thing is this. Once again, we have another musical icon. He is an icon. We can't say that he's not. He's a musical genius, a musical icon. And a lot of people, like, he associated himself with our people a lot. And, you know, people were for his music. Like, I'm not saying that white people didn't like
his
music.
So
I'm
could
just
even
saying,
go even further. Our people do stupid things that we know is wrong, but do they really care?
Oh, yeah.
So we could say a lot of people. I could say Lil Wayne was sipping on scissor. He disrespected the entire black race. I don't like saying it like that. They disrespected themselves to me.
They
make themselves.
Of course they did. But the whole thing is this. Yeah, but the whole thing is this, you know. To we at times put our people up on pedestals.
Yeah,
and you know, for the genius that he was or is, he just once again, there's the Neanderthals and then there's us. We come from a certain lineage. Rep that, or don't be a part of it at all. And my thing is, you put a dent in the armor, because it's bad enough we don't look good across the world anyway, because people don't want to look at the good in us at all. But when you do stupidness like that, you just solidify a stereotype, and that's the problem, because there's no stereotype when it comes to other people. It's only the stereotype when it comes to us. So now all of a sudden, the same people who founded this country and did all the pillaging, raping, killing, burning, hanging. Because, you know, I've never seen any black people hang a white person from a tree and smile and have their kids looking at the picture. But, you know, that's another story. But my whole thing is this. There's certain stereotypes that don't exist. And now you want to paint black people as these. Or you want to take Michael Jackson, paint him as this molester. He's a molester.
You know,
if this
doesn't wake us up to do better, I don't know what will. It's done. Because this is disgusting. All of these things is out right now. I don't even listen to the news. I'm drained with it.
Every day it's something. Disgusting.
Meanwhile, what is our president doing for this country? Because wasn't we just in a government shutdown kind of threat or something? That's still not even fixed. It's a lot of chaos going on with that.
Right. Flint, Michigan, they still ain't got clean water.
What about the guy from San Francisco? Not San Francisco. I forgot what it was in California. Who they just now told you that those cops are not getting charged. The kid that was in that, what was it, like a driveway or something, and he got shot.
Yeah.
Remember, his brother was protesting a year ago. And they said, nope. They found him not guilty. His wife was on there crying.
He's not even going to be indicted. He's not going to be indicted.
He's not.
So why are we not talking about that?
But we have time to talk about this. This is why I don't listen to this garbage.
And you know what else?
But Lady T, hold on real quick. Lady T, the reason why they're not talking about it, because number one, it doesn't fit the narrative. And number two, this is it's the other big distraction, because people have grown used to cops just shooting black people. So now
of
it's
course.
Become like, oh, another black person shot by a cop.
Another one happened. Oh, okay.
Another one happened. Nothing new. So now we're starting to become immune. We're becoming immune to it. So it's not going to get any play. It's not going to get any light. Nobody is like,
well,
no
we need to
anymore.
Start becoming immune to all this Michael Jackson stuff. Yeah.
Can I just say we need to be immune to that too,
so that could go away already, because it's just nonsense with the news. I'm tired of it.
You know,
yeah, me too.
People are not bringing up something else too that I wanted to bring up. Everyone's focusing on Michael Jackson. Oh, Michael Jackson did this. But did you also know that in the United States since 2018, that there has been, according to a reliable source, that there are 1,020 hate groups that have just surfaced since 2018.
Doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
when
you just said that, I was like, duh, thinking it's more, but okay.
It's
ridiculous, man.
No, it went from 800 to this, because you know what? Look who's in office and look who's using the flames for hate.
But can't nobody see when he put on that red cap and started making that a trend? From the time I saw that, I remember my mom was in the kitchen with me, and I'm like, yo, make America great. You know what he means, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I caught onto it instantly. Why people can't see that he was promoting racism?
Exactly.
I don't
understand
it.
He was promoting it to his supporters.
His supporters knew what he meant. They knew exactly what he meant.
But we knew what he meant a long time ago when he said, when he was talking about the Central Park Five and called them animals. We knew what he was talking about. So it's nothing. It's nothing different. But see, you know what? But the problem is, black people are so quick to embrace. And let's embrace our enemy and pray for our enemy and go pray and pray and do this and that and turn the other cheek. Listen, you keep turning
doing
the other
shit.
Cheek, you're gonna get your ass kicked. If they're
exactly.
gonna,
exactly.
Your face,
ain't doing
you're gonna
shit.
Put their foot in your ass.
They
you
need to wake up and start treating people accordingly how they treat you.
No, but they're not.
That's why I'm such a go ahead.
Yeah, but it's his 2019, right? And we still don't get it. And you know what's sad about it? You have these fools, and I say fools, who are not awakened, but yet they still they embrace Trump. Shocking. I'm going to tell you, they embrace Trump. But these are the same conscious fools who stand there and, again, bash Obama. I'm like, Obama's not even in the White House no more. Why are you still bashing? Well, he did nothing for us. Where is our reparation? We wonder.
I guess that's the thing now. So he's not in office anymore, then you bash him. Michael Jackson not alive anymore, so you charge him.
Exactly.
You know, it's like,
it's
ridiculous.
That's some sucker shit, if you ask me.
Mike Brown. Oh,
right.
That boy's body laid in the street for hours. In the Texas heat,
Missouri,
and you want to talk
yep.
about how he stole a cigar out of a store? Really? So that justifies killing him?
Yeah.
Listen, if we can continue accepting the fact that they want to tarnish people after death, especially tarnish our people after death for your loved one, then you know what? As a society, as a race, we're lost. We're lost.
Yes, we are.
I don't care. You know what? And you, if somebody
oh, yeah, we lost.
Negative thing I heard,
we
yeah,
are
I
lost.
Don't care
that
what anybody is. Says. We are lost. Listen, that's why in all the movies, what I say before, Red, the aliens is always knocking us off because, yo, we lost.
Yeah.
We're doing shit to each other that we don't even need to be doing that don't even make no goddamn sense. And it's not, and it doesn't stop. It keeps escalating. I've never seen so much fuckery go on in the past couple of years.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Really? You're putting a dead man on trial. Really?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now, if they find something, What in the hell are you going to do?
Exactly. They're going to sue the estate. They're going to sue the estate.
They're trying to drain.
It's a grab.
Yep, exactly.
Well, if they do it to him, they have to do it to everybody else. All these white murderers that got away with it,
nope.
They got to dig them up too, and all of that. They just got to do it to everybody. They're not even going to be able to dig him up. I don't see that happening.
That family better fight it. They're going to fight it, but there's laws.
I'm sure there's enough laws for it. So give me a break. They're going to lose. It's not going to happen, but it could be talked about now. That's what's going to be going on.
Or what's going to happen is they're going to just bleep hemorrhage him. They're going to be lawyers. They're going to be paying for lawyers.
Oh, but they've been doing that for years. But they've been doing that for years since he passed. They've been doing that. I told you they was trying to squeeze albums out of him. Remember that tour. Remember that This Is It tour. Remember, they lost money off of that. Or they were trying to gain money off of that somehow. But they lost because, remember, he was supposed to do a tour, and that tour was supposed to be, a certain amount of cities and all that other stuff. They lost money off of that.
He said he was going to do it. He was going to do all cities, so that's going to be his last tour.
Right.
But literally,
so if that's the case, I could say that. I could say that I have a 13-year-old son with Michael Jackson. Right. I could bring that up now.
Yep.
I could reveal that for the first time on the show. Okay.
Yep.
Like, give me a break. This is all bull crap. Like, let's stop.
Yep. You have, because
it's really bad.
If they're going to assume his body, you better get your cut.
Yeah, I have
to. You better get your cut.
Better get
him. Matter of fact,
if y'all
going to
exhume Michael Jackson's body, why don't y'all go look for the killers of Emmett Till?
They wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
They did.
Let's look for who Biggie and Tupac. We still ain't find that out.
Exactly.
Oh, please.
You still ain't finding that out.
They don't care about that.
Ain't never finding that out.
How about Malcolm X? We ain't finding that out.
No, because they had a Negro do it. They know what they did. And Jesse know what happened. Jesse know what happened to Martin Luther King.
That's right, Jesse.
So,
Jesse,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's here for reparations.
No exclamation. And emancipation. You know.
And an emancipation. And I'm constipated.
And to excuse the pronoun that I'm about to speak to you.
I'm very much disgusted. It's crazy that we even have to do topics like this and have these type of discussions, you know, because, I mean, who would have thought? Like, at one point in our lives, especially when we were younger, you know, when somebody is dead, it was dead. You respected that. You let them rest in peace. That was that. Unless it was a serious situation where there was a serious crime and something had to be found out, like maybe they would exhume a body for a certain reason. But to actually wait this amount of time and for somebody to come out is like what Lady T said earlier. You start to make, like when real people come out, real victims come out.
Yeah, real victims.
They're not going to be heard. And see, Lady T, this is what I was saying, the same thing I was saying when it came down to Bill Cosby, but people had a lot of problems with me saying it. But the thing is this, once again, you have a woman that made $3.5 million off of Bill Cosby and then went back and took him to court again and then wanted to sit there and say, which I'm still so disgusted with the fact that she actually wanted to quote Martin Luther King and say she, you know, Martin Luther King and Bill Cosby, two totally different things. I don't even know why she even felt
say that. But they think we are the same, so don't forget.
Yeah, this is true. So, but is the fact that all these people coming out, and I'm not saying that these women didn't have valid reason, but there was also women like Janice Dickerson that said that she lied.
Oh, my goodness.
But
yes, I didn't believe her from the minute that she spoke about it. Ugh.
But you
I
know
didn't.
What the thing is?
Yeah,
the
looking like a damn bachelor.
Oh, my
looking
goodness.
Like
that
a
was
damn
horrible, man. Have you seen her face?
But just like she said she lied, it's like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's okay. So the same dude that said that, oh, Michael, I lied, you know, my parents just wanted to get money off of Michael Jackson. Nobody is like, oh, just shut up. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. So now when you lie, it's okay. So we live in a society right now where it's getting to the point where lying is okay. From crooked cops to a crooked government. Because I've never seen so many people from from a cabinet go to jail. From a president's cabinet.
Right.
I've never seen so many.
Mm-hmm. Right,
never
me neither.
So
I've never
seen
that.
Charged.
Right.
I've never seen
not even that Nixon case. You can't even compare
the
It's disgusting.
But it's okay though. But you know what? It's okay. Because now you know what the truth doesn't mean anything no more. So it's all about lying.
Yep.
See, this is why I'm going to say it out loud. This is why I can't really fucks with the humans like that. You got to distance yourself. You know why? Because you never know. All it's going to take is somebody's lie to be. All it's going to take is somebody's lie to get you jammed up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, those are the dangerous kind of people, especially when the world believes them. Dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
You know.
Yep. Like just like you know, like I said, R. Kelly, was supposed to go to jail for child support. Somebody bailed him out. Like,
exactly.
Are you kidding me? You bailed him out. What for?
They bailed him out because they have that love for him.
Exactly.
They still don't get it. What
I
he
don't
did
care
was wrong.
About that.
They have that
right,
love.
Exactly.
For him.
Well, nah.
Hold on. I'm gonna have to put this out there. They ain't nobody bail him out. Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody did. It was a friend of a friend of a friend or a cousin of a friend or something. That's somebody who has his money, though.
No, what you say? Has his money.
Yeah, his money. You know that when you got to watch that interview when they broke it down. You know he had people stash his money for him.
Exactly. Exactly.
Talking about first time he'd been to Bank of America Bank. I wanted to smack that TV when I heard him say that. Like,
oh,
seriously? Let's stop it. Let's stop. You got to watch.
Lord.
If y'all didn't see it, even though I didn't want to watch it, I watched it because of Gayle King, classic journalist. I wanted to see it. I needed to see it.
Yeah.
You have
and
to
when
see
did that come on again?
It came on, well, Friday. But you can just YouTube the whole thing.
Yeah, I am. Because I need
to check it out. You have
to watch
just check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm
going
to do. I have
to
watch this. As for Oprah, I'm like, I'm done with you, Oprah.
No, Oprah and Gayle
Oprah,
is not the same. People got to stop comparing them. They are not the same.
That's why she
I'm
had beef with Ayanna
there.
Van Zandt.
Wait. What do you mean they're not the same? Who said what? What's the problem? What happened? What do you mean they're not the
I'm
same?
Talking about
because
with
Oprah
the
is
journalistic
about,
style.
Oprah is
it's
about,
not Oprah's about
fame.
Her, what she can gain in fame. When you see this interview and the way it's put together from a journalistic point of view, she handles it like old-school journalists, like how music is that. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Josh Stephanopoulos before. Things like that. She got to the point. She didn't attack the gossip and stuff on him. The kind of questions that she asked him. You know what I mean? It's classic journalist.
Right. Right,
it was like your 90s style.
That's why
journalist.
She was so calm. Yeah, that's why she
was
so
calm.
Yeah,
that's why she was so
calm. Collected.
Just addressed
the
question. She didn't pay him any mind with his nonsense and how close
he was. Yeah, well, he was doing all that.
With
that's why she kept saying, Robert.
Yep, addressed him professionally.
Robert.
Exactly.
Robert. Yeah, so, you know. Like, that didn't make no sense.
You have to check it out for that purpose.
Well, I've got to wrap it up. Got to head to work. But, what's the gist? Yeah, got to head to work. I'll get back. But Yeah, it's, once again, it's just really sad that we even have to have this type of talk. It's just beyond comprehension that this so-called justice system is actually going after a dead man, a man that's been dead for almost 10 years. But it goes to show you, this is America. This is what it's about. You can basically, you can lie and become a president. You can cheat and become a president. You can, there's a lot of things you can do and just not have to work hard and get somewhere. You can be
right.
A loser, and you know, you can become a president. You can become
you can become,
run a Fortune 500 company. You don't have to you don't have to do the right thing to win anymore. You do the wrong thing and then you become a winner. This is what society is teaching, you know, the youth coming up now. This is why shit is always hitting the fan and splattering. So I guess we all need to.
Well, let's wake up for 2020 election. We got to wake up because then we're going to just be setting a trend after this. That this is what it's going to be. Twitter kind of president, you know.
Yeah. True. So, Lady T, K Dog, Big Red, thank you. Hopefully, you know, we'll get to chop it up with you guys tomorrow on Absolute Truth.
Chop it.
On Block Talk Radio at 10:30 p.m. On that note, everybody have a good night. And,
have a good night,
boys. Later, guys.
All right.
You too. Later, guys.
All right. We love you, Michael.